Recording with the family in mind, 3, 2, 1. If you have a loved one with special needs, you need special estate planning. With the family in mind, I'm Valerie Coleman Morris. Whether the circumstances are a child born with special needs or a beloved spouse being diagnosed with a debilitating, catastrophic illness, the challenges of taking care of and protecting a differently abled relative are many. Their day-to-day needs may be so demanding that often caregivers just haven't gotten around to making a financial plan. The first step of a long journey is always the hardest. Fortunately, in this day and age, the internet can be your first stop and can offer help immediately by helping you find national and local groups dedicated to the illness or disability you're facing. They can be especially knowledgeable and helpful regarding benefits for your special needs family member. As for money matters regarding a loved one with special needs, there's Medicaid for families with modest incomes. Check to see how Medicaid works in your state, as every state handles it differently. Parents with more assets or higher incomes should know, even though they might not qualify for Medicaid, their family member with disabilities can get Medicaid coverage independently starting at age 18, regardless of parents' wealth, and can also qualify for Supplemental Security Income, SSI, which is a federal program for people with disabilities and limited resources. What should you do to protect a relative with a disability in the event of your death? A special needs trust is often the best plan. This is not a do-it-yourself task. You'll need to have this done by an attorney who knows the disability rules and how to keep your differently abled loved ones' Medicaid and SSI intact. I'm Valerie Coleman Morris with the family in mind.